WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swernham and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A report of a suspicious vehicle in the Copperfield subdivision ended as a four-vehicle crash outside Sam Houston Elementary School yesterday morning. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspicious U-Haul fled from officers who didn't want to chase through the neighborhood or school zone.
So other officers got into the area near the exits, hoping that that vehicle would come out and they could then try to make a stop on that vehicle. Instead, the vehicle was over there by the elementary school and had a head-on collision with two vehicles, causing one of those vehicles to strike a third vehicle.
McKeithen says one person from a victim vehicle was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, as were the driver and passenger in the U-Haul, 21-year-old Garrett Finke of Washington and 26-year-old Richard George of Willis. Finke and George were subsequently arrested on various charges. Blinn College trustees have hired a contractor for a $1 million project for the north side of the Bryan campus. A portion of 12 acres that have gone undeveloped due to a retention creek will become a parking lot, connected by a new bridge to serve vehicular and pedestrian traffic. Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb says the paved and lighted parking lot will accommodate 300 vehicles.
They'll enter the lot from Villa Maria, heading south on Villa Maria. It's a one-way in access to the lot that kind of minimizes the impact on Villa Maria, so we don't have those cars exiting on Villa Maria. And the idea is that the cars move through there, the students park, they go to class. When they come back to their vehicle and they leave, ideally they leave out the rear portion of campus, which is off of 25th Street. And that kind of makes a smooth, straight, linear flow of traffic out of the campus.
Construction is scheduled to start in May, weather permitting, with completion targeted in time for the start of the fall semester. And the state legislature has reached the halfway point of the session. Representative John Rainey of Bryan, whose committee assignments include higher education, says they'll be deliberating proposed legislation looking to reduce costs.
Chairman Branch submitted a bill that will try to create a study group that will look at administrative costs of universities. That seems to be an area that people are concerned that it's growing faster than the teaching element, and see if we can't figure out a way to reduce that some.
Rainey says he has requested from the Higher Education Coordinating Board the last 20 years. And the annual meeting of United Way of the Brazos Valley was held almost a year to the day that financial problems were first reported at the nonprofit agency.
New chief executive Andy Martin, who led the United Way for 5 years in Salina, Kansas, has been on the job here 24 days.
We're making our payments. People are paying their pledges this year. We're paying 100% of what we promised we were going to pay.
The board went through two searches before making the hire. Martin says he was very clear the board will set policy but won't be micromanagers.
They do need to be setting clear expectations of outcomes and progress, and when things go awry, then there will be actions.
Martin says he doesn't proceed until the board approves policy.
This is where I think we need to go. Do you agree? We noodle on it, we approve it, but they have to act on it, and then I implement it.
And a new slogan's been incorporated by staff and board members.
It's a new day with United Way.
Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With your help, St. Joseph Health System could win a $10,000 grant from the Livestrong Foundation. St. Joseph's Ashley Sigmund says the money would go towards their palliative care program.
Palliative care is care for people with serious illnesses like cancer and advanced heart disease. And St. Joseph's palliative care program is a multidisciplinary approach. And we try to guide patients through the illness and connect them with community resources. And our goal is really to just help them reduce hospital readmissions, because we know people would rather be at home.
Sigmund says voting will continue through next Thursday. At last check, St. Joseph was in third place, competing against hospitals from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Denver, and Oklahoma. Instructions are on our sister state, on our website at WTAW.com. And the city of College Station has announced the dates, entertainers, and related attractions for this year's Starlight Music Series at Wolf Bend Creek Amphitheater. Leading off May 4th are Rick Trevino and Del Castillo. Before the concert will be a fajita cook-off. Performing on May 25th are Ruthie Foster and Carrie Rodriguez. That coincides with the Rubber Ducky Derby fundraiser for the Children's Museum. And on stage June 8th are Midnight Express and the Raz Band. At the nearby Central Park will be the annual Bluebonnet Street Rodders annual rod run. On our website at WTOW.com, you can find a link to the Starlight webpage. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When my husband and I split up the chores, I always choose to mow the lawn because we just got a John Deere Z-Track mower from Sioux Fall Prater. It lets me cut clean, even stripes fast, and it trims beautifully so every inch is just right. But I couldn't have done it without the pros at Sioux Fall Prater. They helped me pick out the perfect Z-Track mower for our yard, but it still feels great when I come inside and he's still slaving over dinner. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Fall Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Good morning, 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-292-9775-2-WAY.
More clouds than sunshine for today, but temperatures will continue to turn warmer. Highs will be 75 to 80 this afternoon. Lots of clouds overnight, a low of 60. Clouds for tomorrow with the chance of a shower. Highs will be 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. On Sunday, we'll have sunshine. It does turn cooler by the end of the weekend. High Sunday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. That college basketball thingy is going on. We'll get you caught up with that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get you all choked up.
Yeah, it did. And the women's college basketball thing is actually going on, too, and it's going on here in town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll get you caught up with that as well, and much more in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
Okay. I didn't think the Fox story was very clear about the Marine shooting, so I was able to find something that was published about 3 minutes ago. Two Marines shot and killed Thursday at the officer candidate school at the Marine base Quantico. The suspected shooter, also a Marine, fatally shot himself at the base as well. The shooter gunned down a male Marine before seizing a female Marine, killing her, and then killed himself. Happened about 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, my.
So, yep. Really. All right, so let's hear it. Kudos for an airline who finally decided to do something nice for their passengers that were stranded. You know, they don't let them do that very often. And I don't know what the rule, there's laws for that kind of thing, but getting stuck on an airplane is not fun. Sitting on the tarmac for hours, one of those nightmares of air travel scenarios, but Delta did something about it. They got pizzas delivered to the passengers stranded on the tarmac.
Now, that's good customer service.
That is
sure
good.
Enough. That's, I mean, again, didn't cost you a lot and a lot of goodwill there. Bad weather in Atlanta had made the flight from Boston redirect to Knoxville on Monday. They circled for a while until fuel was low, then they had to land. Then the passengers saw a police car pull up. They thought it could only get worse than it already was, but nope, not really. They brought 60 pizzas with them, fed the folks on the plane. That, you know, it's something that sounds like Southwest would do, but all airlines should take note. Rather than, and you know, it's not fun for the flight attendants. They don't want to stand there with their arms crossed telling you can't do this, you can't do that. So let's make it a party, right? Get the, you know, I hope they didn't get just pepperoni, but, you know.
At that point, though, who cares?
Yeah.
If you've been sitting there long enough.
Sure.
If it ain't shoe leather, you'll eat it.
Yeah, that's probably right.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
Tough darts.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have apple slices for you or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or a nice, delicious, reheated airplane meal.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
That's what I like to have in my belly.
Well, they don't do that a lot now anymore.
No,
see, that's
don't.
The thing. They didn't have much food on the airplane.
No, I remember when airplane food was nasty business. Nasty.
Used to be. Go ahead.
It's been good in the last couple of years. Okay. I rode on a UAE. Is it? Yeah, the Emirates.
United Arab Emirates.
Oh, their food was really fancy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Food.
Yeah, okay. Don't ask what it is.
Yeah,
hey, by the way, later on today we were going to talk about this. Oh, and let me mention once again, it's National Goof Off Day. So if you've made it to this far, you can pretty much just blow it off today.
And speaking of goofing off real quick, Brian Christopher from Peace 107 made a picture, kind of a joke picture that has to do with our station.
Really?
And I've posted it to the WTAW website.
We don't go over and make fun of them.
Well, it's
we
not
do
bad.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to start having that, huh? It's going to be like grudge matches in wrestling.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's what we need to be known for, picking on the Christians.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, well, that'll do well for us. As we mentioned, so today's National Goof Off Day. But also today, I didn't know it had only been formed in 1980. This is the anniversary of the formation of people eating tasty animals.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, congratulations.
I thought they were older than that, too.
Yeah, 1980. Apparently, yeah, I guess three wackos got together. And that's all right, move over, Coors Light. There is a new, bigger, wide-mouth beer in town. We're talking a 360-degree lid that peels off the entire top of a can of beer. It's called Sly Fox's new Helles Golden Lager. Now, what they're saying is, I haven't seen the design of this, but apparently you pull on something and the entire top of your beer can comes off. And they say the reason is to present more flavor and aroma. Oh, I guess it also gives you a chance to chug it, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. You can speed that up a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what they're doing. So peel that off and we go from there. Hello?
So I can be politically correct. Can I come pick up my permission slip to goof off the rest of the day?
Well, you know, that would be okay with me. I don't know that your boss necessarily would honor it, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll write one for you.
Sure. Always worth a try. Can't see how that would change. But
especially if you bring us stuff.
Yeah. Listen to her. She's just terrible.
Hey,
isn't she?
The thing she left out of the thing from Peace is it's a picture of Kat in the studio. There's a picture of a cat on the board. One says Cat McMullen, the other's Cat McMeowen.
Oh, very nice.
Just in case of confusion.
So there you go.
That's
okay.
Brian's sense of humor right there. Classic Peace 107 humor.
Got that happen. Okay, so you meet somebody for the first time.
Okay.
What do they notice about you? Their answer might be different than your answer. Say that to say this. The number of different designs, colors, and stylish accessories that we buy make it clear that we think our phones say a lot about us.
Really?
Yep. Results of a global survey make it more apparent. Men, especially, tend to believe that their phones are the first thing that people notice about them.
Oh, can I just...
61% of the men who they talk to believe that more than cars, more than looks, more than clothes, more than watches, any of that, it's their phones.
Can I just point something out?
Yeah.
I have a male friend who I didn't know that well. He actually had been a blind date of mine, which is a very funny story I'll tell you some other time. But anyway, I invited him to a concert because I got free tickets from our station. And he pulled out his phone. I'm trying to make conversation. He's like, "Hey, here, look what my phone can do." I was like, "Hey,
look what my phone can do."
I said, "I was like, you are so much more interesting to me than your phone. Any man is more interesting to me than his phone. So, guys, don't feel like your phone is better than you because it's not. You are better than your phone. Okay,
And that's fine. I'm glad you say that. That's a good thing to do to try to bring guys, you know, back in focus.
But, guys are way more interesting than their." Technology.
Male respondents in the survey were 22% more likely than women to admit to having felt ashamed of their phones. Come on.
I have phone envy.
Golly. I knew that guys were shallow, but I mean, one more level.
Let's not say shallow. Let's say misled.
They're shallow. I'm a guy. I already know that. Oh. Yeah, we don't pay attention, and we're guys.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
shallow.
We don't pay attention.
Hey,
look at my phone. He did. Hey, look at my phone. What was the phone doing?
He just was like, hey, my phone has some cool, I don't even remember what it was. I think he just didn't know what to say. But I said to him, I was like, okay. Keys, you're a lot more interesting than your phone is.
Speaking of keys, if you heard something you should know this morning.
Yes, that was fascinating.
That was kind of odd. Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
And it was. I wish, hello.
Where was this survey taken at?
It's global. I don't know. All over the world is what they say. But I don't, you know, again, methodology is always important, but I have no idea. Oh. Do you care about your phone?
They didn't come to Texas. That's all
it
is.
Okay. I just.
And that might have been confusing. Keys was his name.
His
name was Keys.
Oh, I got you.
That's
okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go back. We're not going to talk about this now. I'm going to go back and see if I can find the archive of the discussion that we had about that, because we did have a discussion about that about, I don't know, maybe
what,
3 years
keys?
Ago. Yeah, about the stopping a nosebleed. Yeah, we did, matter of fact. And let's see what else. Oh, and also while we're talking about that, I talked to somebody yesterday who has the interview that we did with Willard Scott. From years ago.
Oh, we talked about that on Monday.
Yeah, we may drag that out and let you hear that just from the archives. I didn't know, we don't have it here at the station, but they had it, and so I'm going to see if they'll share that with us.
Golden oldie moldy.
Yeah, there you go.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, a work of the BCS Church of Christ. You can learn more about the services and work of the BCS Church of Christ at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Have you ever wondered why there are thousands of different teachings and confusing doctrines within the religious world? Have you ever wondered why there are hundreds and hundreds of totally opposite views within churches, yet there is but one Bible? It doesn't make any sense, does it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, the inspired penman said that we should all speak the same thing and that there should be no divisions among you. Why not visit the BCS Church of Christ as we strive to simply be pure New Testament Christians, not going to the right or to the left, but seeking rather to imitate and be the first century church? The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas at our website www.bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
To celebrate Truck Month, Team of Navasota is giving away a new truck this Saturday at Navasota Fairgrounds. We'll pull your name and you can choose your Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. There's still time, so go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and register to win. We'll be giving a bunch of prizes away all day long. There's no purchase necessary, but you have to be there to win. Go to teamofnavasota.com to see all the details. Get to the fairgrounds this Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a party with food, jump houses for kids, live music, face painting, and much more. Don't miss out on Team of Navasota's Dare to Compare Truck Month Party this Saturday.
Join the folks at King Oaks for a veteran fishing derby. It's coming up tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and you can help them build a home for a wounded veteran. Professional angler Jimmy Houston will be on hand. He'll be there from 10 in the morning till 2 to visit with other fishermen and also give some tips on how to catch the big one. They'll have food. They'll have games. They'll have a bounce house, and they'll have live music from the Texas Twisters, plus great door prizes, including autographed rods from Jimmy Houston. Cost to fish is $10 per person, children 6 and under free, and additional donations gladly accepted. This event is open to the public, and all monies will benefit the King Oaks Veteran Home for Sergeant Monty Bernardo. So come out there with your friends. No boats or non-motorized watercraft are allowed. This is a pure bank fishing event, so bring your own fishing gear and your bait and your lawn chairs and get comfortable and come out there and do that. And right now, when you buy a 1 to 3 acre wooded home site at King Oaks, they will donate $1,000 to Operation finally home. So purchasing land for your dream home can also help build one for a wounded veteran. For more information, you can get in touch with the folks at King Oaks. You can call them at 800-772-LAND, 800-772-LAND. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today, 81 degrees. We got a 20% chance of showers and a 20% chance of rain tonight with a low of 60. Winds are going to switch around, and then tomorrow, 50-50 chance of showers, and it'll be 50, but by evening, we're going to have a low of 48, and then sunshiny skies as we begin next week. Sunday is 64, and then about 60 degrees on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 10, 90% relative humidity. Got some clouds out there, and it's 66.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no-obligation in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A new development in Great Britain could have enormous implications. Regulators at the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority claim that there is broad public support for a new process to create children. And they're now providing guidance for the British government to move forward, supposedly to help families of women with genetic disorders. The new process turns the old way of doing things on its head. The old mother and father arrangement would be replaced with in vitro fertilization, mixing DNA from three people, the mother, the father, and a healthy woman donor. Embryonic regulators say that this would allow couples to lessen the risk of passing on disease. But once this genie is out of the bottle, there's no putting it back. Faster than you can say Heather has two mommies for real, there'll be political demands to legalize this scientific advancement for couples with non-traditional arrangements. Regardless of the medical problems, it'll be framed as an equality issue. What about two daddies who want to share their DNA with one mommy? Why should they be cut out of the parenthood mix? Now, this is going to change everything, starting with birth certificates. They'll have to record the mother, the father, and the other mother. Now, just imagine what this will do to child support laws. Critics in Britain call this new parent model Frankenscience, and it won't be long before we find out whether they're right.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is exciting, folks. I want to welcome my friends at Mahindra Tractors to the show. Now, if you own land, the most important purchase you can make is a reliable tractor. So I want to steer you to Mahindra Tractors. Get this, 98% of their owners would recommend a Mahindra to a friend. No wonder Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. You know, Mahindra started back in 1945 making Jeeps for American GIs overseas. How's that for a history of reliability? Today, Mahindra Tractors are assembled right here in America and are backed by a five-year powertrain warranty. So check out the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Navasota and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Oh, you can do the sports. That's okay.
WTAW News Time 7:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. You have until next Thursday to go online and vote for St. Joseph Health System in a Livestrong Foundation competition to get $10,000. St. Joseph's Ashley Sigmund says the money would go towards its palliative care program, which connects patients with cancer and other serious illnesses with community resources to reduce hospital readmission.
The Livestrong Foundation supports programs that already exist in communities, so for St. Joseph to even be named as a finalist is affirmation to the work that we're already doing here.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the online balloting. At last check, St. Joseph's is in third place against hospitals from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Denver, and Oklahoma. And it's a new day at United Way, the Brazos Valley. That's part of the new direction taken by an expanded board as a new chief executive goes to work.
Today marks 1 year since it was first reported United Way had financial problems affecting funding of 25 nonprofits in the seven-county service area. Board Chairman Will Brown says they and the agencies will be more accountable.
Instead of maybe 5-10 years ago, we used to say to a donor, look, we gave all your money to these wonderful organizations. Well, now we want to be able to say, look, we gave all this money to these wonderful organizations, and look at what they accomplished. They accomplished these really important things that we know are important for our organization.
Brown says some of the shortfall can be made up by contributions to a $100,000 challenge grant from the Bryan family.
We've got another $50,000 we need to raise this spring, and that's something we'll really be looking for folks to join us and step up. And that's the kind of money that we're going to use to try and fill some of this gap.
Brown says state employees gave $625,000, 15% more than expected. The community campaign's closing in on their goal of $700,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two men were arrested yesterday morning after evading police and causing a four-vehicle wreck outside of Sam Houston Elementary School. Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police says the driver of a suspicious U-Haul, 21-year-old Garrett Finke of Washington, and his passenger, 26-year-old Richard George of Willis, hit two other cars head-on, causing one of the cars to hit a third.
There was one person in the victim vehicles that was transported for non-life-threatening injuries, and the driver and passenger in the U-Haul truck were both transported to St. Joseph's to tend to their minor injuries, and then they were arrested.
McKeithen says Finke was arrested for evading and resisting, and George was arrested on College Station warrants. The future look of the Blinn College Bryan campus begins in May. Trustees meeting in Bryan this week selected the contractor for a $1 million project that adds 300 paved and lighted parking spaces on the north side and a bridge connecting it to the rest of campus.
It does open up an entire section of about 12 acres of land that we can then develop in the future with possibly other buildings as our master plan will reveal when we finalize that here in the coming months.
Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb says a master plan committee can also consider building on a gravel parking lot next to the academic building.
The thought there, as our master plan is in the early stages right now being developed, is potentially that flat piece of ground that's currently a temporary lot could become the next major building on campus.
Entry to the new lot will be off Villa Maria, and traffic will exit to 25th Street. The costs of running state universities will be studied by at least one committee in the Texas House. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is on the Higher Education Committee.
I have requested from the Higher Education Coordinator Board a kind of a map of chart showing what those increases have been over the last, I think they sent us yesterday something from 1994 forward. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at that and just see what those numbers actually are, because I don't know personally, and I got that information, then we're going to have to tweak it a little just to see what those costs are doing.
Rainey says the committee chairman has filed a bill calling for a study group to look into the growth of administrative expenses. And entertainers have been announced for this year's Starlight Music Series. Three free concerts will be held at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater in College Station. Details are on our website at WTAW.com. The first show is May 4th with Rick Trevino and Del Castillo following a fajita cook-off. The show on May 25th with Ruthie Foster and Carrie Rodriguez takes place during the Children's Museum Rubber Ducky fundraiser. Also performing June 8th are Midnight Express and the Razz Band, the same weekend as the annual Rod Run at Central Park hosted by the Bluebonnet Street Rodders. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 64 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. Sleeps eight, just $199 a month.
$19,995, 10% down plus TTNL, 5.99% for 120 months, WAC, stock number 1671. Don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Right now, BMW's having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Our community has grown a lot in the past 40 years, and so has University Title Company. We're celebrating the past 40 years and the next 40 years by giving away $80,000 to help local organizations like Habitat for Humanity, Operation Finally Home, Family Promise, Project Unity, and Twin City Mission, organizations who are building our future right now. Help us celebrate by investing in the work of these organizations. At University Title Company, we know that investing in our community really is building our future.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. Brought to you by Thomas More Feed. Providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Considerable cloudiness heading our way. Temperatures today up to 75 to 80. Lots of clouds overnight. Lows near 60. Clouds will be with us throughout the day Saturday. Maybe a shower or two. High Saturday afternoon, anywhere from 70 to 75. Saturday night, it turns partly cloudy. Lows will be anywhere from 45 to 50. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny, a little cooler, high 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
More or less, they like to attack the paint. They like to dribble drives.
That's Coach Blair speaking about the Wichita State Shockers, who are in town for the first two rounds of the big college basketball thingy going on at Reed Arena. We've also got updates on NCAA men's basketball thingy that are happening all over the country. We'll get you updated on that. Baseball and more all coming up with sports. We'll do that for you in about 12:15.
I am so glad that you came up with an alternative to that. I mean, I really am, because I had struggled for a long time going through that whole, you know, whatever.
The college basketball thingy.
Yeah. Well, I just like thingy. Yeah, thingy's a lot more brief, and yeah. it pretty well describes it without doing what, you know, I just don't want to call it what everybody else calls it. I just I don't know.
I just have to be different.
I do. I just every once in a while I'm obstinate.
What's that ducks and personality coming
Scott
out?
No, Scott DeLucia?
I'm obstinate. What
obstinate?
Can I say? Yeah,
no.
I know. All right. By the way, all right, I got passes for a Saturday for the Museum of the American GI. They're going to do a reenactment.
I've been out there. It's cool.
It really is. 695-1620, 695-1620 for the next two people who call.
If you're a World War II enthusiast or just a guy that likes big machines.
Or a female who likes big machines.
That too. That could happen. Yep, that's exactly right. But this is authentic stuff. Right?
Yeah, some of those tanks out there, you look at them and you're like, I've seen that in the movies.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's kind of fun. And I saw some people, I don't know what it was, a group of reenactors. They had, you know, a trailer that they were towing behind their truck that they obviously were going to be a part of that. So that ought to be fun there. Who's this?
This is Dave Bell.
Dave Bell?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dave. I got a pair of tickets for Saturday's reenactment. Come by the radio station, all right?
That is awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Sorry you don't like the prize, right? Hey, who's this?
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm great.
What's your last name?
Rainwater.
All right. Now, Susan, can you be as excited as Dave was just a moment ago?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't. Yeah. What? No.
I'm
it's fine.
Yelling in my car.
Oh yeah, I like that. Yell in your car. Yeah. What radio station just made you? No, never mind.
All right. Stop it.
Hey, Susan, you know where we're located in Crystal Park Plaza?
I do.
All right, I got a pair of tickets for you, and it's for Saturday.
Happy
okay?
birthday!
Amazing.
Happy birthday!
Uh-huh. This must be Cat.
It is. Happy
Thank
birthday!
You.
Wait a minute, is this a ringer? Now, hang on.
What
Wait.
Do you mean a ringer?
What is that about? All right,
I just
thanks,
happen
Susan.
To know her.
Now we look bad. Thanks, Cat.
Why do you mean we look bad? I didn't know who it was when they were talking. But then as they talked, I realized it was one of my friend's moms.
Oh, I see. So. I got you.
So it's a winner, hey. A ringer by proxy.
That's it.
What's
hey, who's this?
Woo-hoo! Wait. WTAW is the best.
Okay. Who's this?
James Evans.
James, actually, what had happened is I miscounted, and I thought I only had four tickets, but I have five, so all I can give you is one ticket, but you can live with that, can't you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, thank you. Once again, our listeners always willing to settle for less.
Hey, Kat, you were asking what a ringer was?
Uh-huh.
Have you never heard that before?
Well, I thought a ringer had something to do with relations.
Horseshoes?
Well, no. Oh. I thought a ringer was like a man or woman who was really good looking and then they weren't actually good looking or something like that.
No, that's a transformer.
Yeah. A ringer is somebody who is good at a particular thing and they end up being on a team just kind of chosen from a group of people who aren't very good. You know, like the office gets together and puts together a softball team.
Oh.
So they go find some guy who played, you know, fast pitch softball for 12 years and they have him wander out.
Former professional baseball player.
Obviously better. Yeah, really.
The company game's coming up next month, isn't it?
Huh?
The chamber game?
The chamber game.
Oh, chamber game, yeah. Okay, I didn't say the company game.
Well, I know people from the company will be there. I'm supposedly one of the people that will be
there. Oh, good, because, you know, Ben and I are the announcers.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
And you will be made fun
yes,
of mercilessly.
Yes, it'll be fun.
I've been
it'll
training.
Be fun. Gosh, Andy Warhol is the one who said everybody's got their 15 minutes of fame, right?
Yep.
Everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame. Well, some lady down in Houston knew that she was about to be on television.
Uh-oh.
Now, when you've got some sort of a deal going on that's weather-related, you want to be able to describe it in a way that will be memorable. This is from KPRC, Channel 2 in Houston. This is a lady describing what happens. First, we'll hear the reporter and then the soundbite with this lady here.
Residents are now picking up the pieces as well. Large hailstones, destroyed mobile homes, busted out windows, and car tail lights.
Stone. Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've
Here's,
ever
here we
heard
go.
Before.
Here we go.
He said, kapooya, kapooya. And your boy that hell just came in. I looked at my... opened my door and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
Like you do. You call mama.
And then she leaned back and smiled at the camera.
Yes, she did.
She knew this was her 15 minutes of fame.
Is she like Sweet Brown number two?
And yes. She knocked it out of the park, hon. She did a great job.
Hey, she made it sound exciting.
She did. That's what that's how she made it. I guarantee you. They interviewed four other people and
it was hailing.
Kapuya. I don't know what that word means, but she said
it. I think you're a Kapuya, Scott.
Thank you so much. The world is becoming more egalitarian, with men doing a much larger share of things like cooking and childcare these days.
It's just because they're single.
Is that it?
Yeah.
But as Jessica Gross writes in GQ magazine, cleaning is the final feminist frontier. She shares a few theories as to why. First, cleaning.
These guys don't do it right.
That's right. Ultimately, she thinks that society's instinct is to blame the mess on the woman. Mm. But she's here to say that's not it. She points this out. There are no closet organizing tips in the pages of Esquire. No dishwashing detergent ads in the pages of GQ. They know who they need to be talking to. Writer Jonathan Chait sees something else at work here, too. Women simply have higher cleanliness standards.
It's
true. Of course that's what it is.
As Kevin said to me recently, I don't give two poots about whether or not the pillows match on the couch.
The underlying assumption is that there is a level of cleanliness, and it will be determined by the female. Howsomever. I mean, you can say that, but there's nothing messier than a messy woman. I mean,
no. How is a messy woman messier than a messy man?
Without question.
Let me tell you.
I tell you what, though. No. I'd rather be with a sloppy man than a clean man, because I'd rather, then when I'm sloppy, he won't be like, "Are you witch? Clean this house. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah."
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of guys are you dating?
Yeah, calling you a witch? Wow.
Good night, nurse.
You going to run for Senate in Massachusetts? Hello?
I guarantee you, women can be the nastiest creatures on earth.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Now, let's not turn this into a women-hating fest.
It's not. No, it's not.
People
I'm just
calling
saying.
In, women can be the nastiest creatures on earth.
Well, that's the way he expressed it.
How can a woman be more nasty than a nasty man?
Oh, without question.
No.
Without question.
You see a house that's been trashed out by, Yeah, really.
In dorm rooms?
Just telling you.
Or is it because you expect women to be cleaner than a man?
Is that why it's more disturbing when
a woman is messy?
No. I'm sorry. It's anecdotal.
Are you counting the sins of the children against their mothers?
What does that mean?
The children make the mess. Are you counting the mess?
Oh, yeah, no.
Or is this a mess made by the woman?
It's, again, personal experience.
There's more stuff to make a mess with.
Yeah. I've never met a woman who cut her toenails and left them on the coffee table.
Hello?
Yeah, nasty women are much worse than nasty men.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, thank you. I've cleaned enough rent houses. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
When it comes to dry cleaning,
that's it.
You want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Rub shoulders in enough malls, sports arenas, and airports, and you'll discover one thing. Common courtesy, it isn't so common anymore. But if more of us were like Christina and Michael, we could turn that around. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Have you ever had to board an airplane with a baby in tow? It can be an awkward and uncomfortable experience. Weary passengers are a notoriously impatient bunch, and the sight of a baby can sour their attitudes in a flash. No welcoming smiles in that case, just icy glares, if they're willing to make eye contact at all. Lots of parents, sensing that condemnation, guard against it with a cynical attitude of their own. I'm guilty of that with my two boys. But one couple chose a refreshing approach. They launched what could only be called a preemptive strike of courtesy. After boarding, Christine and Michael handed out baggies of candy to the passengers around them. Attached to each was a note on behalf of their twin 14-week-old boys. In part, it read, "We'll try to be on our best behavior, but we apologize in advance in case we get scared or our ears hurt." It was a simple gesture that diffused what is traditionally a tense situation. Fellow travelers were suddenly understanding and friendly, and these thoughtful parents showed that when you extend consideration to others, you'll often get it in return. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. "Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance?" The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Texas A&M women's basketball gearing up and ready to go for the NCAA March Madness at Reed Arena. The ladies will face off against 14th seed Wichita State. Now, it's the first time the Shockers are making the big dance, and here's Coach Blair on the upstarts from Kansas.
"Play extremely hard. Another small team, going to play a four-guard offense. They'll shoot the threes, but more or less they like to attack the paint. They like to dribble drives type stuff. They run a good 1-2-1-1 full court press, which we've seen before, but our kids are in a great frame of mind."
Ladies are going to tip it off at Reed Arena tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Now, usually the action's on the Zone. You can catch all the action for women's basketball this time on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Harvard has earned its first NCAA tournament victory with a stunning 68-62 upset over the number 3 seed New Mexico, a team that was widely considered Final Four material. Wesley Sanders scored 18 points to lead the bracket-busting 14th seed Crimson, and here's Harvard co-captain Christian Webster after the shocking upset.
"For this team this year, all we've been through to get this win tonight is just unbelievable for me and my teammates and the coaching staff. Just still in disbelief. Can't believe this actually happened. Sure, we believe that it will happen, but just for it to happen is crazy."
Harvard advances to take on Arizona tomorrow. Top overall number 1 seed Louisville opened NCAA tournament play with a dominating 79-48 win over North Carolina A&T. Too many games to go through all here, so check out the updated bracket on WTAW.com. A&M baseball takes a season-long 5-game winning streak on the road as they face number 6 Ole Miss in a 3-game series in Oxford. Squads meet at 6:30 today, 7:30 tomorrow, and 1:30 on Sunday, and all those games are on WTAW. Number 4 Texas A&M softball, they're 26-2 and 4-1 in the SEC. They hit the road again this time for an SEC series with number 8 Tennessee. The Aggies and Lady Vols will play the series opener today at 5:30. In spring training baseball, the Houston Astros had 3 dingers off Justin Verlander last night en route to a 7-2 win over the Tigers, and Matt Harrison has been named the Texas Rangers opening day starter. Harrison will be the 4th different opening day starter in the past 4 seasons for the Rangers. Yu Darvish will get the second start, and that happens on April the 2nd. In the PGA, Justin Rose is the leader heading into the second round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational after opening rounds of 7 under 65 that included a string of 4 birdies late in the round. Rose holds a 2-shot lead over John Hugh while defending champ Tiger Woods trails by 4. In the NHL, Jaromir Jagr and Ray Whitney both scored in the third period to give the Stars the go-ahead over Los Angeles 2-0. And the NHL leader in career shutouts is now the league's leading goal scorer, at least among goalies.
Swept aside by Brodeur, and a penalty coming up against New Jersey.
As this deflects back, could this go in? Yes!
New Jersey's Martin Brodeur was credited with his third career goal when Jordan Staal put the puck in his own net during a delayed penalty. Devils win 4-1 over Carolina. The number three team in the country, Texas A&M Tennis, concludes a grueling five-match SEC run, and they will be in Missouri today, first serve at 5 o'clock. The Aggies are 13-1, including a 6-0 run in SEC play, having won 11 games in a row. And finally, Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team look to take its first step toward the program's seventh consecutive top 10 finish in the country with a solid first day at the 2013 NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships. The Aggies stand in eighth place in the team standings after scoring points in five of six events yesterday. That's your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Steve Stockman, he's one of our reps here from Texas, excited that the state of Utah's Division of Oil and Gas and Mining is hosting a contest for Earth Day.
Earth Day.
For Earth Day, asking kids to make a poster highlighting the importance of drilling.
There you go. There you go.
Steve Stockman says the best thing about the Earth is if you poke holes in it, oil and gas come out.
Hey, you know it's organic.
Yeah. Well, obviously there are elements out there not too happy about that.
Oh, they could go kick rocks.
They don't think that's what Earth Day is supposed to be about. Hello.
Yep.
Okay. But you didn't want to be on the air. Okay. By the way, a guy called me a little while ago. He said, I really appreciate that it's National Goof Off Day. And if you haven't heard that, by the way, it's Goof Off Day. So if you've made it through the week, you're home free. Because, I mean, that's it. So it's National Goof Off Day. Howsomever, he says, we really are misrepresenting this day. Because, in fact, National Goof Off Day is something that Congress has set up for themselves and not for us. And that they pretty much celebrate it every day.
Yes, they do.
So, well, I said, you know, I really can't disagree with you about that. So, when do you start thinking that you're aging? We'll talk to Miss McMullen about that a little later, since she's younger than we are.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, I heard my name. That's not true.
The question is, when do you think you start aging and stop looking sexy? They polled 2,000 people, and they broke it down by age. Okay. For women, 29 is when they believe that their beauty peaks.
Oh, see, I thought our beauty peaked at 18, and I'm just an old flower.
Well, see,
now.
All right, then that's fine. Then
my bloom is gone.
Even more so. 41, signs of aging. At 53, women believe they cease to look sexy, and at 55, they look old. For men, 34 is the peak age.
That really depends on the person.
Well, of course it does. That's the whole idea here,
and I
though.
Think it depends on stress and how much sleep you do or don't get.
43, they start showing signs of aging. 58, they cease to look sexy. 59, they start looking old. You see, gray hair in this survey represents